Victoria's Premier says all recommendations from the landmark truth-telling inquiry will be considered by the government, including the call for redress for the trauma and damage caused by colonisation. The Yuruk Justice Commission's final report features 100 recommendations across 5 volumes and an official public record of Victoria's history since colonisation. Premier Jacinta Allen says while no recommendations have been ruled out, the government's consideration of the report requires time.
As the government considers the report, the 100 recommendations, the findings, as we consider the report, we're going to take our time to consider and respond to the report. I am not going to respond to the individual recommendations or the report as a whole through individual questions at a press conference.
Are among practices that contributed to what the report describes as the near complete physical destruction of First Nations peoples in Victoria. Independent Senator Lydia Thorpe has welcomed the Commission's acknowledgement of genocidal acts and calls for urgent action from the federal government.
For a report such as the truth-telling of the Yuruk Commission's inquiry to come out and say categorically that genocide has been committed is an acknowledgement, and it's part of a pathway of what we should be doing going forward to stop the genocide and the crimes against humanity that continue to happen.
A new study has found holistic support for Indigenous students increases attendance and improves confidence at school. The Aurora Education Foundation's Redefining Indigenous Success in Education program found that combining cultural activities and engagement with elders led to better outcomes. They also had higher confidence in their future, 76% compared to 59%. A former royal commissioner has hit out at governments for failing to act sooner on a national regime for working with children's checks. Sector reforms. 26-year-old Joshua Dale Brown had a valid working with children's clearance when he allegedly abused 8 children under the age of 2 at a Point Cook facility in Melbourne's southwest. In 2015, the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse called on the federal government to facilitate a national model for working with children's checks. Robert Fitzgerald, one of the members of the Royal Commission, says the recommendation remained unfulfilled. Federal Labor MP Dan Rappaccioli told Nine's Today show that more must be done.
It's absolutely sickening what's happened down here in Victoria, and as Jay Sinclair admitted yesterday, there is more that should have been done a little bit quicker, and we're acting on that. We're working heavily with the state government, so both Victoria and New South Wales governments, we support the changes they're putting in, and we'll continue to work with them and make sure that we are putting those kids front and centre to make sure that they're getting the best care they can and the best education they can as well.
Justice advocates in the Australian Capital Territory say that the Territory's decision to raise the age of criminal responsibility should serve as an example to other states and territories. The ACT has become the first jurisdiction in Australia to raise the age at which a child can be held responsible for a crime to 14. Rather than facing charges, children will now be referred to a therapeutic support panel to help address their offending. Serious crimes such as murder, serious violence and sexual offences will be exempt. Jonathan Hanyor of the Justice and Inquiry Centre says locking up 10-year-old children only creates worse social problems.
Well, the ACT has looked at the evidence, and the ACT is obviously serious about making their community safer, because we know that locking up kids makes the community less safe. What locking up kids does is it cruels their chances. It takes them away from positive influences and what they talk about, you know, building social capital. And instead what we do is place kids in a situation where they build criminal capital. They go to the University of Crime. They get taught that they're criminals.
Queensland and the federal government have locked in a deal securing billions of dollars for the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games in Brisbane. A full relocation of funding for the Brisbane Arena and $1.2 billion of federal funds towards a main stadium at Brisbane's Victoria Park. the federal government was set to stump up $2.5 billion for Brisbane Arena, but the deal has been scrapped during a 100-day review to determine the infrastructure plan for the Games. Would prove better for taxpayers. Games funding is split equally between both the state and federal governments under a $7.1 billion package. In basketball, Australia are two steps away from ending a decades-long medal drought at the FIBA Under-19 World Cup after advancing to the quarterfinals with a 106-96 win over the Dominican Republic, who never trailed in their round of 16 encounter. Robbie McKinley's team increased their lead to 21 points early in the third period, but saw it trim to 8 with more than 4 minutes left to play. The Emus held on, advancing to the last 8 of the tournament for the first time since 2015. The Emus next faced Germany on Friday after the European team continued their strong tournament with 92-83 win over Serbia. And now what we see in the weather for today, 4th of July. Cairns is mostly sunny at 26. Thursday Island is partly cloudy at 29. Townsville is sunny at 29. Newcastle is sunny at 19. And Sydney is much the same, sunny at 18. Albury-Wodonga is mostly sunny at 14. Melbourne sunny at 15. And also sunny down in Hobart at 13. Adelaide is partly cloudy at 19. Same with Perth, partly cloudy at 19. Broome is mostly sunny at 26. And Darwin is mostly sunny at 29. And Alice Springs, sunny at 26. And that wraps up the weather, sport and news for today on Friday, 4th of July. You're listening to NITV Radio.